There always is more than one way to look at issues. And Guy Carpenter took a look at much the same issues and came up with a totally different idea about it. And he came up with a song that takes just about every ology you could ever think of. I mean, starting clear back with paleontology, archaeology, sociology, what's a couple more, tell me. All of them ologies except maybe proctology. And fitted them all into about a 3-minute long song, which I think is an enormous accomplishment. Thought I'd do it for you. When I sit in contemplation of our human situation, I always feel a certain sense of pride. Our achievements are so many and so mighty. All the evidence could never be denied. But my reverie is shaken. My thoughts are always taken by that tragedy that happened long ago. When they roved through the land, beings awesome and grand, the fabulous dinosaurs. They were creatures that a man had wiped out killing in their unique and stylish way. Their numbers could be reckoned in the millions, but there are zero of these heroes left in this modern world today. They had music, art, and fashion. There was dinosauric passion. I'm sure they'd be enraged and mortified when they're mentioned today, and it's only to say their brains were small and they died. Well, now perhaps some asteroid that Mother Earth could not avoid was the agent of their premature demise. I've heard that such things can really happen. Who are we to criticize when we'll spend most any price to have the ultimate device that ensures a perfect global suicide? I would venture instead that the humanoid head is where the tinier brains reside. And when we're gone, our works will start to crumble till nothing can be found. 10 million years from now, some guy will stumble on our fossils, and some expert will begin to expound in a scientific study to his cockroach science buddies how the evidence could never be denied. They were big, dumb, and slow. They couldn't go with the flow. Brains were small, and they died.